Liz and Lucille are about to be scared out of their wits.
Run, Lucille!
What is it, Liz?
It's a UFO. A spaceship from planet Xenon. The X-Monsters, keep running!
What happens to them? Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's a Friday afternoon. Late afternoon, to be exact. School is out for the weekend, and Liz and Lucille have decided to take advantage of the time to go on a nice hike. Well, hike might be too strong of a word, especially since Liz has managed to bring along his favorite video boy game to play while they walk.
Come on, come on, come on! Is that the best you can do, you lousy X-Monster?
Is this the right path?
Go, go, go! Ha! Gotcha!
Where are we? Nothing seems familiar.
Take that. Ha! And that. You're a goner, monster.
Wait, will you turn that thing off?
No. No, Lucille! I was just about to win! Why did you do that?
Because I think we're lost.
Lost?
Yes. As in, we don't know where we are.
Well, how'd that happen?
It's easy when you take a few wrong turns.
Wrong turns? We always take this path.
No, you always take this path. You're usually in the lead, and I just tag along.
Well, yeah, but you've tagged along a lot. You couldn't remember?
Okay, so I have no sense of direction. Sue me. It's your fault anyway.
My fault?
That's right. If you hadn't had your face stuck in that dumb video boy game, you would have seen that I didn't know where I was going. I can't believe you brought that thing on a hike.
It's my favorite game. X-Monsters from Planet Xenon 2.
Yeah, it sounds charming.
Oh, it's great. Or it was until you turned it off.
I turned it off because you're always playing it. You couldn't have left it on just this once.
For your information, I am not always playing it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I play X-Monsters from Planet Xenon 1. I also like X-Monsters from Planet Xenon 3.
Mm-hmm.
And X-Monsters from Planet Xenon 4.
Oh.
But X-Monsters from Planet Xenon 2 is the best.
And what makes it the best?
Oh, the action! See, X-Monsters have captured all the Earthlings and have taken them to Planet Xenon. And you have to go rescue them before the monsters suck out their brains.
How uplifting and illuminating.
Oh, and the X-Monsters can suck out your brain, too. It's fun!
Fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. And it's big, too. All the kids like it. There are the 4 video boy games, a whole bunch of comic books, a TV series, and I hear they're coming out with a movie soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the first in line for that one, I can tell ya.
Sounds like X-Monsters have already sucked out your brains.
Lucille, it's just a game.
It's a whole lot of nonsense, and it sure isn't gonna help us find our way back.
Yeah, that's a good point. We better figure out something soon, too, because it's getting dark.
Oh, that makes me feel better. Which way should we go?
Well, we came this way, so I guess that's the way we should go back.
You guess?
Well, unless you have a better plan.
Oh, okay, let's go. And no more video boy.
Oh, you're no fun at all.
It's summertime. What's your favorite thing to do in the summer? Hike a trail in the woods? Go swimming at the beach? Or enjoy a long bike ride? Check out Kids Corner's Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt for the whole family. It'll delight all the senses and get you out exploring the beauty of God's creation. As you explore each activity, read Psalm 23 and remember that God is always caring for us. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Summer Praise Scavenger Hunt. Together, as a family, look out your window or go for a nature hunt outside. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
Liz and Lucille tramp through the forest for another half hour or so, looking intently for something familiar. It got later. The forest grew darker, and both youngsters became more and more spooked.
Okay, I'm officially not a happy camper. What was that?
Will you relax? It was just an owl.
Well, I don't like owls. They're too hooty.
Hooty?
You know what I mean. Uh-huh. Is that a snake?
No, that's a stick. And if you scream in my ear one more time, you're going to be wearing it.
Sorry, but it's scary out here. Don't you recognize anything yet?
Well, Aha! I found it!
A way out?
No, the stick of gum. I've been looking for it for 2 weeks, and it was right here in my pants pocket all along. Come to Papa.
We're lost, and you're excited about some gum?
I like chewing. It helps me concentrate. Aha!
You found something?
Yeah. Now, you shouldn't chew two-week-old pants pocket gum, especially when the pants have been washed.
Will you get serious? I can barely see my hand in front of my face.
Well, you wouldn't get much enjoyment out of that anyway.
Stop with the jokes. We're in real trouble here.
No, we're not, Lucille. I recognize that tree over there.
Which one?
The one shaped like a bunny. See?
That doesn't look like a bunny. More like a giraffe. Maybe a ostrich or an emu.
Okay, the point is, I know where we are now. Grandpa and Noli's place is a few miles down the road. We're way far away from where we should be, but at least I know how to get...
How to get what?
Shh. Listen. Do you hear that?
Yeah. I take it it's not the normal sound of this place.
I don't think so.
Sounds like it's coming from all around us. What is it?
I'm not sure. But it's getting closer.
Have you ever heard anything like it before?
Yeah. On this.
Your video boy?
The X-Monsters from Planet Xenon game.
It stopped. Why did it stop?
I don't know. What are you asking me for?
Because you're the one that loves the game.
Their hearts were beating faster than a hummingbird on caffeine.
What should we do, Liz?
Suddenly, a beam of pure white light pierced the darkness and shot straight at them.
Run, Lucy!
Then the strange sound started up again.
What is it, Liz?
It's a UFO. A spaceship from Planet Xenon. The X-Monsters, keep running!
They tore off through the forest toward the bunny-shaped tree and Grandpa Anoli's place as fast as their legs would carry them. Grandpa Anoli was just sitting down to dinner when suddenly...
What in the world?
Grandpa Anoli, let us in!
Please? Lucille? Is that you?
Oh, Grandpa, hide us.
Quick, keep him away from us.
Oh, Grandpa,
Hold it. Calm down. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Now, I don't know what you two are doing here, but it's getting late, and you should be home.
No, please don't make me go back out there.
We can't go. They're coming.
Who's coming?
The X-Monsters!
The what?
Oh, don't make us go back out there, Grandpa, please.
We can't.
All right. Calm down. I'll call your folks and tell them you're staying here tonight.
Oh, thank you, Grandpa.
Meanwhile, I want the both of you to calm down and collect yourselves.
Okay.
And when I get off the phone, you tell me what in the world is going on.
Okay.
Liz and Lucille sat down and caught their breath. And when Grandpa had finished his phone calls, the kids told him all that had happened in the woods.
And then this weird noise started, a kind of...
And it got louder and louder, and then it stopped.
It was very, very quiet. And then, bang! It shot out a ray beam!
A ray beam?
Well, I don't know if it was a ray beam, but it was a very bright light, and it pointed right at us.
Well, it felt like a ray beam to me. So we jumped up and ran as fast as we could.
Right past that tree shaped like a giraffe?
Like a bunny.
What do you think, Grandpa?
No, I always thought it looked like an ostrich. Maybe an emu.
No, not about the tree, about what happened.
There's nothing for him to think. It's the X-Monsters from Planet Xenon.
Just where are you getting this X-Monsters nonsense?
Oh, from his video boy game.
What?
Scoff if you will. But I'm telling you, the only other place I have ever heard that noise was on this game.
Liz, haven't I told you what can happen when you play those video game
things? Not to mention reading the comic books, watching the TV show, and going to the movie.
Yeah?
Upcoming movie.
They're leading you into trouble, not to mention warping your mind. Don't you remember our study verse from last Sunday?
Sort of.
I do. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, Whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
That's it.
Philippians 4:8.
Good, Lucille, good.
Grandpa's pet.
That verse is the exact opposite of X-Monster from Planet Radon.
Xenon.
Whatever. The point is, Xenon games, comic books, and TV shows aren't about things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy.
Yeah, but, Grandpa, what about what we saw? The noise? The rabies?
I'm sure there's a logical explanation for them.
Well, aren't we gonna find out?
You mean go back out there? No way, Jose.
No.
Actually, in the interest of learning the truth, I think we all should go out to the site of this alleged UFO landing.
Grandpa.
Lucille, look, the best way to conquer your fears is to confront them.
Oh, no.
And that's what you two are going to do.
Okay.
Right after breakfast tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Everything's here at kidscorner.net. Check out the Kids Corner activities page. There are all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities, all free for you to download and check out. This month, we're featuring the KC Bible Story coloring packets. There are 7 packets altogether. Each page tells the greatest stories of the Bible. Choose from 30 stories, spanning from creation through the history of the early church. Add some color to the Bible scenes and characters and share the page with a friend. Then go to the Kids Corner Bible Stories page and listen to all the stories. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to find the KC Bible Story coloring packets. It's all free, so have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
The next morning, right after breakfast, Grandpa, Lucille, and Liz tramped back to the area where the two youngsters were scared off the previous evening.
There's the giraffe tree.
It's a bunny.
Which way from here?
That way.
Grandpa forged ahead. Liz and Lucille got more and more nervous as they followed behind. Finally...
This is it. This is where we were hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir. Here's my gum wrapper. Mm-hmm. I dropped it when we took off.
Okay, well... I don't see any... Wait. Follow me.
Oh, boy.
Grandpa led them a little ways off to the left, where they came to...
A field? I didn't know this was here.
Well, I guess it was too dark for us to see it, huh, Grandpa? Grandpa? Grandpa, what's wrong?
There's something strange here.
Oh.
Shinny up that tree, Liz, and look out here and tell me what you see.
Yes, sir.
Liz quickly obeyed.
What do you see, Liz?
All sorts of shapes have been cut into the grass.
Huh.
Weird shapes. Crooked lines and half circles and crazy triangles.
Oh, okay, come on down, Liz.
Okay.
Weird shapes? What does it mean, Grandpa?
I'll tell you what it means. I've read all about these things. Seen them on TV, too. Outer space aliens make them.
Oh.
What?
Hogwash. Liz, we went over this last night.
But, Grandpa, what else could have done this?
I don't know.
Then how do you explain it?
I can't. Not yet, anyway.
See?
But I do know that space aliens didn't make those shapes, because there ain't no such thing as space aliens.
Oh.
So what should we do?
Well, you two should go home. Mm-hmm. I'll go to town and ask around to see if anyone knows anything about this. Now, come on. Kids and their space aliens.
Well, Lucille, I can see we'll have to prove the monsters are real all by ourselves.
What do you mean we?
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Not if it means I have to meet a space alien.
Oh.
You're on your own, Liz.
Grandpa, wait up!
All right, fine. I'll do it on my own. Tonight.
Liz spent the rest of the day gathering the things he would need to prove space monsters had really come to a field outside of town.
Okay, let's see. Canteen, check. Kool-Aid and canteen, check. Blankie, ooh, soft and cuddly, check. Flashlight for shining on aliens? Check. Camera to take pictures of their surprised faces? Check. And most important, sneakers for running like crazy once I take the picture? Check. I'm all set.
Just before dusk, Liz went back to the woods near the field and waited. It got dark very quickly, and the darker it got, the more nervous Liz got.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, all right. You can do this, Liz. Okay. Hey, you'll be a hero. Yeah! You'll take their pictures, and everyone will walk up to you and say...
Hi, Liz.
Ah!
What are you doing?
What am I doing? What are you doing? You just scared me out of 10 years of growth. Oh, you made me spill my Kool-Aid, too.
Oh, sorry. Grape?
Cherry. What are you doing out here, Lucille?
I came to get you. You shouldn't be out here all by yourself.
Yeah, well, thanks, but no thanks. I'm gonna prove the aliens exist and that they made the marks in the field.
Liz, I've been thinking about it, and Grandpa Noli is right.
Oh, come
There's
on.
No such thing as space. Aliens?
Hi,
Liz.
I told you, Lucille. It's... They're back. They're here.
It sounds like they're coming right for us.
Oh, my camera. My flashlight.
Liz.
Take that, aliens. What?
Nothing happened.
It's not working.
Oh, no.
What? I remembered film for the camera, but I forgot batteries for the flashlight.
Oh, Liz.
The ray beam.
Just like the previous night, they both jumped up and ran, tore off, panicked. But this time...
Oh!
Lucille tripped over a root and fell to the ground hard. She got the wind knocked out of her and couldn't call out right away, so Liz never heard her. He just kept running as fast as he could, and by the time Lucille could call out...
Liz!
He was too far away. And all the while, the sound kept getting closer to Lucille. And closer. And closer. Until finally... This time, Grandpa was just about to turn in when...
Grandpa! Oh, no, not again. All right, I'm coming. Liz, I declare.
Grandpa, they got her. I was running, and I thought she was behind me, and then I turned around, and she wasn't there. They got her.
Who got who?
The X-Monsters. Grandpa, they got Lucille. Oh, you've got to come. No. You've got to come help me. We've got to rescue her.
Okay, okay.
Grandpa, come on.
We'll go. Okay. Just let me get dressed.
Okay, hurry up. Come on, please.
Grandpa Anoli and Liz raced to the field.
Oh, Lucille, I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry I let you get kidnapped by outer space monsters.
Liz, that's enough. I'm sure Lucille is...
being mind-probed?
What is that?
It's their spaceship, I keep telling you.
That is so strange.
Oh, you're gonna think it's really strange when they suck out your brain? Grandpa, please, we gotta get out of here.
Not until I find out what that is.
It's the ray beam! Run, Grandpa, run!
I'm gonna get to the bottom of this once and for all.
Liz took off again, making a mad dash for the bunny tree. When he got there, he crouched behind its trunk, terrified.
Oh, Grandpa. Grandpa! And Lucille! I'm so sorry. I wasn't strong enough to stop them.
And then he got on his knees and did what he should have done from the start.
Dear God. I'm so sorry I ran away and didn't help Grandpa and Lucille. Please forgive me and help me. And help Grandpa and Lucille too. Please.
He prayed so hard that he didn't hear the footsteps coming up from behind him. Suddenly, someone grabbed him on the shoulder.
Ah! No! Don't take me! Don't! No!
Liz! Calm down. It's just me.
Grandpa? Oh, Grandpa Noli.
Yes?
Wait a minute. How do I know you're really Grandpa and not some alien cleverly disguised to look like Grandpa?
Because if you don't stop this nonsense, I'm going to scob your knob.
You're Grandpa, all right.
Yes.
Just like I'm Lucille.
Lucille? Wait, how did you get away from the X-Monsters?
Liz, there are no X-Monsters.
Oh, then where did you disappear to? Where did you go?
She was with me.
Who are you?
Liz, allow me to introduce you to one of my neighbors, Granny Gecko. Granny, this is Lizarardo Quintus Lacerta. We all call him Liz.
I don't blame you. Neighbor? New neighbor, but an old friend. I've known Grandpa for years, but I just moved back to my family's farm a couple of weeks ago. And Lucille has been with you this whole time? Yup, we've been having apple cider and chocolate chip cookies with nuts. Oh, now, wait a minute. What about the spaceship and the ray beam and... ooh, nuts? Uh-huh, and big chunks of chocolate.
Oh. Liz, the ray beam was the floodlight on Granny's tractor. Mm-hmm. That was the spaceship.
Oh, it didn't sound like any tractor I've ever heard.
I've some special modifications on it. Makes it steer better and run smoother, and also changes the sound.
See you there.
I saw you and Lucille out here last night just as it was turning dark. I thought I'd give you a little light. Then you started screaming, so I got closer, and when I did... well, you up and ran off. Mm-hmm. I tried calling to you, but you were so busy running away you didn't hear me.
But what about the strange shapes out in the field?
Shapes? In the field? Oh, I made those.
With your spaceship?
No, with my sled.
Your what?
That's what I call it. See, on the other side of the field is an apple grove. When I pick apples, I put them in baskets and then put the baskets on a special flat sled. Once the sled is loaded, I drag it across the field to where my wagon is parked. The strange shapes are just marks left by my sled.
So, see, Liz, all this running around in hoopla for nothing.
Yep.
Well, maybe I did sort of jump to a few conclusions, but it was an honest mistake.
Honest mistake?
Well, yeah. Anyone could have made it.
Sure, if they filled their heads with as much junk as you have.
Hey.
If you hadn't been so obsessed with space monsters, this whole mess probably could have been avoided, now couldn't it?
Well, I guess so.
Uh-huh. I think a certain little lizard needs to spend a lot less time with his nose stuck in video games... and a lot more time reading God's word.
Yeah, Lucille.
Liz.
Okay, I'm kidding. You're right, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And I will read the Bible more. I promise.
All right.
You can start by reading me a Bible story back at my house, and we can have more cider and cookies.
With nuts?
Absolutely. Follow me.
Woo-hoo!
I can't believe I was dumb enough to fall for that space monster stuff.
Oh, I agree. Bunch of foolishness. Of course, I sure hope there are no zombies out tonight.
Zombies!
Gullible. You two are so gullible.
Sure are.
Looks like Liz and Lucille still have a bit more to learn here. But I think they're off to a good start. How about you? Are you cluttering up your mind with too much of the wrong things? If so, just remember that God wants you to fill your mind with good things, just like the verse Lucille quoted earlier, Philippians 4:8. And like Liz promised, start reading the Bible more often. It's a sure way to put your mind on the right thing, Jesus.
And now, just in time for the beach, sun, and summer break, download the Kids Corner Summer Fun Book right now at kidscorner.net. To download the Summer Fun Book and other KC activity books, simply go to kidscorner.net and click on activities.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Listen, Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.